Our critic at large, John Powers, has a review of two award-winning documentaries currently playing in theaters. Our Brand is Crisis won the top prize from the International Documentary Association, and Darwin's Nightmare was nominated this year for an Academy Award. Although one is about an election and the other about a lake, our critic at large, John Powers, says they both show how complicated globalization can be.
There may be no better symbol of globalization than the airplane, which lets us speed from continent to continent, but keeps us so far above the earth, it's hard to see what's actually going on down there. As it happens, two fascinating new documentaries begin by showing us the world from an airplane, then remind us how tricky life can be when you land. Set during the 2002 presidential election in Bolivia, Rachel Boynton's Our Brand is Crisis treats globalization by focusing on a new kind of export, American-style campaign consulting. Boynton follows the high-powered liberal consulting firm of GCS, the C, by the way, is James Carville, which jets into La Paz to promote the candidacy of one Gonzalo Sanchez de Lozada, who's known as Gani. This former president wants his old job back, even though most Bolivians dislike him for his elitist condescension and for letting foreign investors buy up the national assets. Boynton doesn't portray these consultants as easy villains. The GCS team really believes it is helping Bolivia. It sincerely thinks Ghani the best candidate, not least because he shares many ideas with Bill Clinton. And so to help him win, they use all the usual tricks: focus groups, slick commercials, smear campaigns. They teach Ghani to hammer away at Bolivia's so-called crisis. They want to make this his brand, a strategy that's painfully familiar. I don't know about you, but every day I get something in the mail from both left and right asking for money to avert some crisis. Liberal judges, arsenic in our water. You see, crisis is everybody's brand. Here, GCS consultant Jeffrey Rossner talks about their strategy.
Before we got there, the slogan that they were using, and by using I mean like writing all over the walls everywhere, okay? First time I went to La Paz, I saw Ghani, you know, the solution. That did not test very well at all. The solution? Well, no, they thought he was the problem at that point in time. They hardly thought he was the solution. I mean, you can't make a claim to voters that they don't believe. You know, if we can achieve the positioning where Ghani is the one saying, yes, it can be done,
si se puede,
offering specifics for how it can be done in a credible way, I think we can move people to our vision, to Ghani's vision. So,
si se puede,
it's part of a much bigger manifestation of message that we're trying to, you know, put out there in the course of the campaign, and I mean, hopefully it will be effective.
Against the odds, Ghani wins over several rivals, getting only 22% of the vote. From the moment he takes office, everything boomerangs. Eventually, Ghani's chased from the country by that 78% of the population that opposed him all along. Despite their good intentions, the American consultants have helped elect a man whose presidency became a crisis. Today, Bolivia is led by Evo Morales, who Rossner thought a dangerous populist demagogue. But if that seems a dismal irony, an even deadlier import lies at the heart of Hubert Sauper's Darwin's Nightmare, which opens with a jet flying over Lake Victoria in Tanzania. It's a beautiful shot, but things turn ugly on terra firma. You see, Victoria was once a thriving lake, but in the 1950s, it was getting overfished. So the British colonial government released a new species, the Nile perch, into its waters. The idea was well-intended, but this enormous fish turned out to be a sci-fi-worthy predator. It devoured all the other fish and destroyed the lake's ecological balance. Put simply, the Nile perch is a Darwinian nightmare, the survivor whose fitness utterly ruins the whole system, including the human one. These days, the whole lake is devoted to huge fish factories that turn the perch into small fillets, which are then jetted off to Europe. Seen from the air, by visiting dignitaries from the European Union, or by slippery Tanzanian politicians from the capital, this could be judged a triumphantly thriving business. The big shots say that without the perch exports, the locals would have no jobs. They're not wrong, but there is one huge problem. Virtually all the Africans around the lake live lives of staggering misery as fishermen, fish gutters, prostitutes, and homeless kids. They can't afford to buy the perch fillets, and so in a breathtaking scene, Sopper shows us what they do eat. Maggot-infested perch carcasses that a truck has dropped off in the mud. And what flies in on those jets that take away the fish? European-made armaments to be sold in Africa. This is the other Darwinian nightmare. In today's global economy, Western nations are the fittest, while poor places like Tanzania and Bolivia struggle just to keep alive. Near the end of our brand is crisis, Ghani, who began the film flying over the Bolivian countryside, is now living outside Washington, D.C. And he talks about what's blinkered in the vision of jet-set consultants like Rosner and Carville. They get fixated on appearances, images, and marketing, and they lose sight of the fact that the world is a big, dense, complicated place. Listening to his rueful words, I was briefly reminded of the great line by novelist Philip K. Dick. Reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.